Peter, a fantastic victory for your team against Holy Trinity Cookstown in the semi-final of the McLaren Cup. Back through to the McLaren final, how does that feel?
Amazing, brilliant. 2018, long time for the college to not be in a final, and we're just over the moon that we got there. At the start of the year, we knew there was a good team there, but we know how competitive this competition is. So to reach a final now is just fantastic, and I'm delighted for those lads.
Yeah, the platform really laid in the first half. Three goals, some great interplay, particularly among your forwards, and you went for the juggler?
Absolutely, yeah. Look, three goals in the first half, you have to be delighted with that. And look, conditions, it was very wet out there, but Jesus, some of the handling was brilliant from our boys, and yeah, that really set us up going into the second half, you know, that lead. Now, we knew Cookstown weren't going to lie down, they didn't, and they had their purple patch in the second half, but we seen it out, and we're delighted.
Yeah, because you're 3-5-6 up at half-time. I'm sure it was a better position maybe than anybody could have anticipated, but what was the message to the lads then?
Look, just stick to what they're doing. You know, they're brilliant in the first half, not to panic. When you're dealing with underage players and there's a big crowd there and it's a semi-final, you know, mistakes are going to happen, but it's important just to stay focused and stick to what we've been doing all year. And in fairness to them, they did that, and they finished very strongly, which is pleasing too. And they've done that in the quarter-final as well. We were under the pressure too against Castlewell for large parts of the second half, but in the last 5-10 minutes we really, you know, came through, which is great.
Yeah, Holy Trinity got it back to 4 points, got some good scores, a goal. I suppose when you needed leadership then, your captain, Pádraig Devine, went and won you free, and that kind of steadied the ship again.
Ah, yeah, look, Pádraig's a brilliant player, and there are key moments in these big games, and you want your leaders to step up. And, you know, I feel though we had leaders all over the pitch today. Like, if you went through from Cormac, I thought he was brilliant in nets the whole way up to our forwards working hard. I thought everyone put in a massive, massive shift.
Yeah, and some of your subs making good impact too, Aaron McGinley and Shea Sweeney. I'm sure as a manager you'll be happy with that, and you know, lads coming off the bench making an impact and trying to get a starting jersey for the final.
Ah, yeah, look, we have a massive squad. We have 40 lads from the first week of September busting themselves to training. There's another 15 lads that didn't see any minutes today, but as we keep telling the lads that are playing, they're only playing and they're only going well because the other 15 are pushing them to training every time. And we are very fortunate that we do have a really strong bench, and the boys that came on made a big impact, and it was the same in the quarter final. And like I said, there's another probably 15 lads behind them that are disappointed, but you know, that's what we have, a big squad, and it really helps when you can go training and you have 15v15, you can work on stuff, and we're in a really privileged position, I think, to have those sort of numbers.
Yeah, a lot of your student population here in O'Donnell Park today. I don't know if there was much teaching going on up there today, but there's going to be a great buzz now over the next 2 weeks in the lead up to this final.
Yeah, I think there might have been an extended lunch break today. I think lunch finishes at 2 o'clock, but I don't know. I'd say a lot of students were on the extended lunch there by an hour and a half or so. But no, look, it's great. The school now will be absolutely buzzing over the next 2 weeks, and we said to the lads too, there's plenty of first year, second years, third years there, and you know, they'll be hoping now maybe when they get to fifth and sixth year that they can emulate the stuff that those lads are doing. So yeah, it looked to be a great buzzer in the school, there's no doubt about it, and it's great for the college.
Yeah, and it's been a while since you've tasted McLaren Cup success. The school probably craves it, but it's going to be tough in the final.
Look, it will be. I think the last time we won it was 2014, and we were beating the final 2018 against Cookstown after a replay. Whoever we play is going to be tough in the final. Ulster titles are tough to win. And I'm also thinking too, wouldn't it be fantastic if Abbey win their semi? And I think Glenties too are playing today in the semi-final as well. So, you know, it bodes well for Donegal. And, you know, when you see three schools in semi-finals and finals, it's brilliant.